Hello children, let us start with our second chapter, Atmosphere. The atmosphere is the blanket of gases which surrounds the Earth. It is held near the surface of the planet by Earth's gravitational attraction. Without the atmosphere, there could be no life on Earth. The atmosphere keeps the climate on Earth moderate compared to that of other planets. Composition of the atmosphere. The atmosphere contains many gases, most in small amounts, including some pollutants and greenhouse gases. Nitrogen amounts to nearly 70% of the volume of air, while oxygen makes about 21%. Let us now see the usefulness of the atmosphere. The atmosphere acts as a shield around the Earth and protects the Earth from cosmic rays. It also acts as a barrier protecting the Earth from the meteors, which can cause a lot of damage on the Earth. Radio communication on Earth are possible as the upper layers of the atmosphere stop sound waves from escaping into space. Structure of the atmosphere. The atmosphere of the Earth can be divided into four major layers. The division is based upon the density and temperature differences in the atmosphere. The four major layers of the atmosphere of the Earth are troposphere, stratosphere, mesosphere, and thermosphere. The troposphere is the lowest and the densest layer of the atmosphere. About 80% of the total mass of the atmosphere is contained in this layer. Almost all dust particles and water vapors are contained in it. Weather phenomena occur in this very layer. The temperature in this layer falls with increasing height. Stratosphere is the second layer of the atmosphere. Most of the ozone of the atmosphere is contained in this layer. Meteors entering the Earth's atmosphere generally get burned in this layer. Long distance aircrafts fly in the lower part of the stratosphere so as to take advantage of the lack of air resistance. Mesosphere is the third layer of the atmosphere, occurring between the stratosphere and the thermosphere. Temperature falls with elevation. It is the coldest of the atmospheric layer. It is also the layer in which a lot of meteors burns up while entering the Earth's atmosphere. Thermosphere. It is the fourth layer of the atmosphere. It is located highest above Earth's surface. Because there are relatively few molecules and atoms in the thermosphere, even absorbing small amount of solar energy can significantly increase the air temperature, making it the hottest layer in the atmosphere. It is divided into two parts. Ionosphere. This layer reflects the radio signals back to the Earth, thus making radio communications possible. The second layer, exosphere. The upper portion of thermosphere is called exosphere. The atmosphere acts as a filter to the radiation coming from the sun. Various gases allow the radiation from sun to reach the Earth. The ozone layer. It is found in the lower portion of the Earth's atmosphere. It has the potentials to absorb around 97 to 99% of the harmful ultraviolet radiations from the sun that can damage life on Earth. If the ozone layer was absent, millions of people would develop skin diseases and weakened immune systems. Scientists have discovered a hole in the ozone layer over the Antarctic. This has focused their concern on various environmental issues and steps to control them. The greenhouse effect. Solar radiation reaches the Earth's atmosphere. Some of this reflected back into the space.
The rest of the sun's energy is absorbed by the land and the oceans, heating the earth. Heat radiates from the earth towards space. Some of this heat is trapped by greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, keeping the earth warm enough to sustain life. Human activities such as burning fossil fuels, agriculture, and land clearing are increasing the amount of greenhouse gases released into the atmosphere. This is trapping extra heat and causing the earth temperature to rise.